This recording, Romania 7, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a desert district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb privacy practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleek jacket, picked up her kit and hid it for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed that vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mr. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. My grandmother is the amazing woman who helped me to see life very differently after she told me the story of her life, because she was born in a village in Romania. It was after the war and during the war, and they were very poor, and of course every woman tried to find a man because they were just some men because of the war, and every woman tried to find somebody to marry. And unfortunately my grandmother wasn't very lucky, so she married with a man who after 2 or 3 years started to terrorize her, and sometimes he used to say that their children is not of his, and my grandmother cheated on him. Of course it was not true, but and the most incredible thing which my grandmother did, it was that in that period when everybody judge you in Romania, in the village, because this is the kind of like people are in Romania, it was this idea that a woman has to stay with the family and to suffer and support everything which happened. And after a while he treated her very badly. He beat her, and for example my mom has a problem with her heart because she saw how her father beat her mother, and my mother fell and she was all blood and everywhere. And in that night he ran after my grandmother with the knife, and my mom fall on the ground, lose her conscious, and since then my mom has problem with her heart. This is how his problem started. And My grandma suffered very much, and she was fighting a lot to keep the family unit and to be together. But in the end, he realized that she couldn't find any way to escape from this. And in one night after, he used to drink a lot. My grandmother said that he was a great man till he started to drink. But after, in 3 years, he started to drink a lot, and he didn't came home. My grandmother has to do all the work and everything. And once after he beat her, she went to the police station, but the police was in another village. And this is an image I can't forget, when she told me that she came there into the police and they say, we can't do anything because we don't have a proof. You have to call us when he beats you, because this is the way it is. But it was in another village, so how could she run when he beat her to the police? And they were quite indifferent about this. And I can't forget this image. My grandmother said that when she came back from the police from the other village, she has to pass through a forest, and she felt so alone. It was evening, and she felt like she doesn't have anything but her children, but nothing. She felt very alone. And then when she entered in her village, so it was evening, the twilight, and she saw all these lights in the houses and that peacefully atmosphere in other houses, and she just started to cry. And this is the image it followed me since I've heard this story, like my grandmother walking on the village and looking in the other people's houses about that. Maybe, of course, they had problems, but in her head was that everybody has harmony and peace but her. And after a while, she started to make a plan. She started to threaten him, like, if you will beat me again, I will leave you. And he made fun of her, like, oh, good for you, go, because you will be the one who will come back. Where you think you will go? What do you think you will do? And he used to say, do you want me to put your luggage on your back right now? But he never believed that she is capable to do such a thing. And in one night, after he beat her, and then he was working in a mine in the mountains, and he used to go during the night till in the morning to the work. My grandmother Peg, she called the one, she had only one friend, the woman who helped her, and that woman was very scared. She said, we have to hurry, because if by any chance he will come, he will definitely kill you. So we have to hurry. You have to leave this very quickly. So they took everything. She took the two kids. She had three kids, but she took my mom and another son, but thinking that she will come back after the other one. And actually she did in the end. And she left. She took the first train. The first train who came, it was the train who went in Arad, and this is how I was born in Arad. And she got off from the train, and she wrote on a piece of paper, woman alone, I'm looking with two kids, I'm looking for work. And seems that she was lucky, because she met a very good human soul, a man who helped her a lot, who offered her a job. And in the end, I can't forget this, they succeed to make a home by the earth. But my grandmother said it was so cold in that house, and they didn't have anything. They eat on the floor, they didn't have chairs, they didn't have table. But she said that they left all the time, every evening, she with my mom and with Cornel, the other kid, because they used to make fun all the time about what her husband could do now without having food and without, and they feel so free. And she said, I can't forget that we didn't have chairs, we didn't have a bed, we sleep on the floor, we eat on the floor, but we laugh every evening, we go to sleep laughing and smiling, and this is so important to have these things in your family. And it's amazing, because of course after she came back, she went back in the village because her sisters were there after years, and a lot of people judged her and told, they used to say she was a whore because she left him and she didn't have this right, because a lot of women still suffered and they were beaten and they didn't have this power. And I know, I remember I was a child, and when we used to walk on that village, a lot of women, I saw a lot of women talking, like whispering, and look to my grandma, and I didn't know what happened, and she completely ignored everybody. She was so proud walking, I know, and we were so happy, we were laughing all the time. She was so proud having nephews and niece walking with me so free, and telling everybody that now she has a family. And of course my mom get married with my father, and till today my grandmother live with them, because she grew up, she raised us, and I still remember how the woman look at her with envy, in the same time talking badly about her, but having so much envy in their eyes. And I didn't know why, because my grandmother didn't tell me till I grow up all this story, but this is my story.